Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very accomplished entrepreneur and professional from California, USA, Mr. Nav Thethi. Nav, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
Nav is a digital CX evangelist. He's an author, he's a speaker, and an influencer. He's the lead for the web and digital experience at Hitachi. So Nav, before I talk to you about web and digital work, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Yeah, so I started my career during the .NET bubble. Mm-hmm. So it was year 2000 when I really started working, and it was like when e-commerce was picking up, internet was settling down, and then recession started like within like first year of my career. And I mean, I started as a web developer and then evolved to different functions and management and then leadership and then working through different organization at different years, like now working with Hitachi. Very privileged and honored to work here and having a very crucial responsibility here to lead on the customer facing digital experience, which is a great deal to work for Hitachi on such a great responsibility. Absolutely. And also working with other leaders in the industry, in the community, to share ideas, and that gives me forum also to talk to a person like you and share my thoughts.
Well said. Thank you. Great response. My next question is, what are some of the key elements to consider when designing a compelling web and digital experience?
Digital experience is tricky. So it's very hard to reflect on the human aspect on the digital experience. Typically, it is like an interface of a software, of a product to the user. And user don't have patience these days. I mean, especially when you look at social medias like TikTok, like YouTube Shorts, I mean, like decisions happen like within a couple of seconds, like to stay or quit, right? And that's why digital experience has become so challenging these days to click on that user engagement, get users' attention right away, keep them engaged, and have that emotional connection with the tool, with the computer screen on some pixels, right? So that's where I think relevancy is very important for the content that we are showing to our viewers, our users, that relevancy of the content, reliability of the system, and the performance. So speed of delivery, reliability of the communication, regardless of the channel, it's phone, laptop, or any other digital media. And like relevancy is on top of everything. Right. And again, like, inclusion, and there are a lot of other factors that come into picture, but that creating that connection, immediate connection, is a great element for digital experience that we should all focus on.
Well said. And how do you incorporate user experience or UX design into digital products and services?
So yeah, it is really a mix of few approaches, right? So it is like not one size fits all thing, right? So we have to understand our customers first. We have to understand our strengths, internal strengths in the company also at the same time. So data is a baseline, but market is changing every now and then. So according to me, it is both outside in and inside out. It is a marriage of both of these directions,
right?
To understand what the market is, what our customers want, and what are the preferences, how are they changing over time, and with that, you know, new innovations and industrial influence, how priorities are changing for our customers and audience. At the same time, with great resignation, with remote functioning, culture of enterprises are also changing, right? So how in this new structure, what are those strengths that have changed before all that happened into this corporate world? So outside in, like, understand external influence, implement it internally, read from data, read from research, outside research, and then internal strength and all that. Mix all that and then align these to serve, to create that, leverage internal strengths, use it to deliver what is expected outside, so that, like, we are giving the best from the best.
Well said. And now, what role does data and analytics play in shaping web and digital experiences?
Data, again, data is an ingredient, I think, okay? Mm-hmm. We have, I mean, every person have different understanding for the same data. Even if you present whatever the best possible dashboard to the leadership, to the top people, they will still have questions from that, right? Because their interpretation may be different, right? So data is an ingredient, but recipe is more important. How we use that data and how we present that data. So I have been into situations like, if we go data driven, our decision may not be as efficient as if we can blend due diligence on top of that. Okay, I have literally been into some situations I'm not agreeing with the data generated by the system. Okay. So again, as I said, like, data is good. It gives us a good perspective, but on top of that, due diligence and that human intelligence cannot be ignored.
Right.
We can very easily and happily say we are data driven, but I think there are blind spots in the data as well. Data can be accurate. If not, data can be accurate only as long as we use that accurately, we understand that completely. Because another thing I also consider is, like, we data could be accurate based on what we have pumped into the system. Have we given system all that data? Are not we missing any dimension to add in the data? Right? So there are perspectives. So that due diligence is important. So whenever I look at dashboards, whenever I look at any kind of analytics, my first question to myself while looking at those reports is, what are we missing in this data?
Very interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting. So that is how I think data and analytics are changing the whole industry, the whole AI perspective. I mean, but again, that human intelligence and human due diligence, we should not ignore that strength also.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Nav, how do you approach content strategy and, you know, creation of content when it comes to your own work?
Yeah. As I mentioned, so what happened is relevancy, performance, and reliability of digital experience is the key these days. So from content perspective, less is more. That is what I believe in, right? So have, like, a clear message on the top of any visuals or any media that we present to our audience. Just have a clear message right there and have a clear call to action there. Do not confuse users with so many things available for them, like a catalog of a restaurant menu, right? So I think it is like from preference-based context, like the relevant information. Just show a little bit of information that is directly relevant, and then give a clear CTA that invokes interest. So this is the content strategy I believe in. Again, I wouldn't argue against good versus bad content strategy. Mm-hmm. It is just like what fits with the business, right? What my preference and what I believe in, like less is more. So just believe in giving one message per interaction, right? And one call to action per communication point in the journey, right?
Great point. Thank you.
Yeah.
The other point is that now there is a lot of voice interfaces that are coming into the digital world. And I'd love to get your perspective as someone who leads the web and digital experience. What do you see as the future of voice interface, and what do you think will be the impact?
Future is definitely aligned to voice and virtual and AI. It's definitely going there. We are not very far from that future. Mm-hmm. But again, it might take time, and AI needs to learn as well. It is especially like on individual level, on individual perspective, like in a consumer format today, if I'm using Alexa at home or Siri in my phone, that is an individualized digital experience, right? And system can understand me as a person better, but as I deal in B2B space, I still feel like we are farther on B2B space than B2C.
Correct.
Okay. So like a business is interacting with a business, and if two digital systems are interacting to each other, behind those systems, there are people, right? So system to system, they should understand like what information has already been shared to that one person, and what is that other person visiting from the same business. How to take care of all that. And voice is again like it's an interface to AI, right? Behind the system, it's all predictive analytics and machine learning, right? So those are the spaces, I think, like that holistic digital experience is yet to be matured. Where I still feel like I use Siri, I use Alexa. I feel okay with that, but at times I just have to think like, okay, let's verify that in another system. I see different results. I go to ChatGPT. It's not voice, but again, like it's AI. It gives different perspectives. So, I mean, sometimes I get confused by interacting with different channels for the same thing.
And so I guess you're so right. I mean, I think a lot of work still needs to be done. We are at very early stages of voice, isn't it?
And again, yeah, that's right. And talking about, I mean, it's not voice, but again, behind the system, it's AI. So, talking to ChatGPT, I feel like it maintains the context of the communication, but whatever response it gives, you just cannot rely on it, right? Again, due diligence and human intelligence factor, you need to consider before consuming all that response, right? To make any decisions. So same for voice, same for AI. So yeah.
Correct. The next question, Nav, I have is that one of the biggest concerns everyone in the world seems to have is, given such a widespread digitization of data, how do you ensure security and privacy of consumer data?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. Correct. So yeah, data, when it goes to internet, it's no longer secure.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, that's the phrase, right?
Correct.
So security is as good as it's secure until it is secure, right? So things happen, but what we do in a business space, like we rely on compliance, like GDPR, and especially in California, we have CCPA and other regional laws and regulations that we have to follow, and we comply with all those. Okay. On top of that, we are moving towards relying on cookie-less experience, okay? And yeah, and just having that in place, working with only with the systems that are secure and compliant to all data security policies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for a company like Hitachi, we are very much conservative about our customer privacy and security of data.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just comply that. But again, like data is secure as long as it is secure.
I agree. And when it comes to, you know, organizations like Hitachi or other global companies, what are some of the challenges that you will probably face when you look at global audiences and you're designing, you know, the same kind of messaging, but culturally the audience is different, geographically the audience is different?
That's right. And that has been, we have been talking about it internally for a very, very long time, especially SEO.
Right.
So yeah, SEO in any regional market has been like a challenge. Okay. In China, they don't use Google, right? In Russia, I mean, like, even not talking about any specific country or language, just keyword preferences are different. Using like predictive analytics and translate into, let's say, Chinese, okay, whatever translation word come up for predictive analytics, it may not be the keyword in the local market for predictive analytics solutions, right? So that has been, I think, a regional or a globalization challenge in the digital experience world. But otherwise, there are, I mean, from interaction perspective, localization, globalization, internationalization are pretty mature in the IT world. So how systems are designed, how user experience is being built, that I don't think like we are still like in a immature phase. We are quite mature at it. So we know like how local users from different regions interact with digital channels.
Right.
Yeah, but like it is inbound experience, right? People who know the system and they land on the system, then it is good. But for outbound, it's been a challenge, like how to reach out to them. Right, because of the local priorities, preferences, and compliance on top of that, right? And locally, there are different channels So that is, I think, that is a much bigger conversation than just like how to do that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So now I have time for two more questions for you.
Sure.
My next question is, how do you envision the future of web and digital experience? And how are you preparing for it?
So what I see digital experience in, let's say, 10 years is like website, the purpose of websites will change. Okay. It may not exist as a marketing property, but as a brochure for the organization, because there will be other channels be built, like virtual reality and lot of voice, as you said, like voice interactions and like and motion gestures and there are AR stuff coming up, right? So and Meta virtual world, right? So things might change for the current preferred digital channels in 10 years. We are not heavily focusing on that shift yet, but eventually, like today, everyone is talking about ChatGPT, whether it is and it is less than a year, right? Whether it is a content writers or it is chatbots or some e-commerce shopping solutions, right? So as things evolve, we are agile enough to adopt new technologies and innovations, to start testing it sooner than later and then evolve. And especially, as I said, like B2B makes things more challenging to trial and to experiment on these expensive things, right? Because mistakes are more expensive on B2B side than B2C, right? Yeah. So, and it is still worth experimenting things, and how we are evolving along with that shifting technologies is we are testing that as well. But we are a little slower than the B2B, B2C market. But we are testing it as we speak. Like, we are still testing on GPT kind of solutions, ChatGPT, to leverage some of the intelligence in our web property also. But as I said, like, the purpose of website might change because mobile phones are taking a lot of attraction already for last 5-6 years than the desktop computers. So, yeah, so... And again, like, yeah, so we'll shift as market shifts as well. Yeah, we are agile.
I'm sure, absolutely. Yeah. And my last question, Chunav, and this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey, you said you started as a web designer in 2000 or 1999, and now you're leading a huge business for a major global company. What would you say are three lessons you would want a lot of our young viewers and listeners to take away?
Yeah. So, yeah, I go by a phrase like fish where the fish are. I am talking from marketing perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't focus on everything that is possible to do. So just do the right things. That makes the difference, right? So there might be 10 different opportunities. Just pick the one with biggest impact. Do that first and do it right. Okay. And know your customers, right? So that is the key. Knowing customer is important. As I said, like, fish where the fish are. So yeah, put your efforts where it can have an impact, and stay connected with the basics in this changing shift of technologies and innovations. Sometimes it's kind of distracting as well, that in the speed of achieving or a FOMO factor, fear of missing out, we just keep moving forward and never look back, okay, how we should really do it. So stay connected with basics, okay? Wonderful. Stay connected with basics. Wonderful. So, yeah, never rule out the power of basic concepts.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So database, relational database concepts are still valid if you start thinking about data management at a data lake level, right? So, yeah, so stay connected. And again, lead by example, I would say. Leaders talk and they try to make an impact. Not every leader shows that in action also, right? Just do not enforce things to do. And I'm lucky to work with a great leaders as well. But not every leader is that great, I would say. So just leaders just should not force.
Well said. Well said. So on that note, Nav, and your wonderful lessons, I love the lesson that you've given, fish where the fish are. Don't focus on everything. Pick what you think is right. Know your customer. Put in all your efforts. Stay connected with your basics and lead by example. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for talking to me at such length about web and digital experiences and how so much technology goes into managing such a major operation that you lead. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for the opportunity today. I hope to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.